Ecolab can help reduce your company's water usage, lowering your energy consumption. Ecolab Water for Climate, transforming the way the world thinks about water. Learn more at ecolab.com/EWC.
Here's your money briefing for Tuesday, August 8th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. During the pandemic, a shortage of parts and chips resulted in sticker shock for anyone hoping to drive off with a new set of wheels. But even as the supply crunch has eased, buyers are still digging deep to purchase a car.
Demand's just still sky high. It's defying all expectations, in particular this year, where everyone expected a slowdown given how high prices have gotten.
We'll talk to Wall Street Journal reporter Ryan Felton about the post-pandemic automobile market and whether there's any relief in sight after the break.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify, the all-in-one commerce platform to start, run, and grow your business. Whether you're selling flaky salt or fine art prints, Shopify covers all your sales channels to simplify selling online and in person. Plus, they provide industry-leading tools and 24/7 support to ignite your growth. This is Possibility, powered by Shopify. To sign up, visit shopify.co.uk/podcast23, all lowercase.
The pandemic upended the automobile industry and changed the way we shop for cars, and some of those changes are here to stay. Wall Street Journal reporter Ryan Felton joins me from Detroit. So, Ryan, we saw inventories tighten up during the pandemic, and that drove prices significantly higher. The average price jumped more than 35% from 2019 to the end of last year. But now that supply chain issues are easing, will we see prices come down?
In the near term, the answer is no. The general consensus is what we're probably going to see is just more of like an evening out of prices. They're not going to come back down as fast as they shot up, but the sense is that they're starting to level off with respect to new car prices. At some point, though, the expectation is that whether it's 6 months, a year or two from now, or even more, there's going to be more desire to open up the market again to new car buyers who want to buy something that's more affordable in the $20,000 range as opposed to the $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 ranges that are now more associated with cars of today. And that could involve introducing more basic versions of cars that are on lots today. A lot of folks have been buying stuff that has a lot of add-ons and options included.
What's keeping the prices higher in the near term?
Demand's just still sky high. It's defying all expectations, in particular this year, where everyone expected a slowdown given how high prices have gotten. A lot of analysts thought how many buyers out there could really pay for or want to pay an average price of $40,000 to $50,000 for a car. But we're still just seeing that there are plenty of people who have the means or have the ability to finance cars or who are still more than willing to. And, you know, given that supply is still tight, I mean, we're still at around, I think, half of what there was prior to the pandemic. Prices are still elevated.
What stands out to a lot of people when they drive by car dealerships is all the empty slots. In some cases, far less cars for sale than before the pandemic. Are dealers seeing their supplies increase?
Yeah, if you talk to dealers across the board, they're saying we're definitely getting more product from the basically zero amount of cars they had during the pandemic, but most of them are still looking forward to getting more supply. There's still plenty of cars that are being pre-sold before they even hit the lot.
You know, to avoid the hit on their wallet, some people might consider leasing a vehicle and not buying it. And leasing promotions were pretty common until inventories shrunk. Can drivers expect to see those deals coming back?
Eventually. There are more deals to be had now compared to before the pandemic. That's kind of the theme here. But it's slow going. Leasing represented about 1/3 of all customers getting into a new car. They opted for a lease instead of buying or financing it. That number dipped below 20% for the last few years and only recently just climbed back over 20%. So it's still significantly depressed compared to what we were seeing before the pandemic. And companies still are dealing with lower inventory, and so there's less incentive to open up those leasing promotions. So leasing deals still, while in some cases are better than financing, or at least just better in the sense of being more affordable, they're still just not as commonplace as they were.
And one of those options could be a used car, but they didn't escape the grip of inflation either. What can people in the market for a used car expect?
Used cars were turbulent and chaotic for a while, and inventory, like new cars, inventory for used cars is still quite depressed. The drop in sales was something like 2 million less year over year. One of the reasons for that is that smaller number of leases. So used car pricing has tapered off in terms of not wildly increasing the way that we had been seeing over the last couple of years. But similar to new cars, it's not dropping back down to levels we saw prior to the pandemic. It's just leveling off at this more elevated dollar amount. So similar to new cars, it's a hard market. You got to be willing to be either patient or just be open to looking for something, because it's still kind of a hard sell at the moment.
You've mentioned leveling out and evening out after the changes that the pandemic caused when it came to sales and prices and inventories and parts available. How much of this do dealers and customers need to accustom themselves to what we often call the new normal?
There's going to be a new normal in the sense that cars, at least for the near future, the next few years, they are just more expensive. And it's tough because there is definitely a lot of folks who used to be in the new car market who bought cars that were $20,000 to $25,000. In our story, we mentioned that a decade ago, there was nearly 20 cars that priced under 20 grand. Today, there's four. So it's tough because there are people who are in the market for that kind of price range, and the options are just so limited. There are some signs that there's stress, but at least for now, I think the expectation is that things are just going to be a little bit more expensive.
Gee, that's pretty pessimistic for people's budgets. Any good news out there?
Yeah, I hope so. The sense that I got in talking with analysts and folks who watch this industry is that at some point, there's almost certainly going to be some automaker or some brand that bites and starts to provide more promotional financing deals or leasing deals to try to capture more of the market, or introduce more entry-level models to go after a larger share of the market. And the sense was, when someone finally does bite and really makes a big play for that, it's just going to goad everyone else into doing the same sort of thing. So for now, it's like this sort of stalemate or game of chicken, but I think the expectation is that at some point someone's going to realize, like, well, gee, there's really is this big opportunity for the lower priced part of the market and go for it. And then at that point, I think you may start to see better deals come about. It's just waiting until that happens, which isn't necessarily good news.
So for somebody looking to buy a car soon, maybe this weekend or next month, anything they should avoid?
Avoid limiting yourself if you can. And by that, I mean, don't just try to go to one dealer to get the one type of car that you want. Maybe there's like five or six different dealers around your local metropolitan region of the same brand. You might find a better deal at one spot an hour away from one that's closest to you. If you have the ability to go hunting, do it.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Ryan Felton. And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.